Miss Brenda's Bedtime Stories, Volume 5. The Freak Wave. It was an exciting time for Seth because he, his brother Aiden, and their dad were going to attend their church's Thanksgiving campout. They would be camping on the beach for 4 days, listening to stories, singing, eating good food, and having fun with their friends. This was a first for Seth. His mom was not interested in religious things, so he seldom went to church. But now that he was living with his dad, church was a very important part of their lives. "What will we do at the campout?" Seth asked. "I think we'll do a lot of praising the Lord for the things He has done for us this year. Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday, and since so many of us aren't able to travel to the mainland where the rest of our families live, we're going to celebrate with our next best family, our church family." Seth was so excited about the campout that he could hardly wait. Every morning as he got ready for school, he would ask his dad, "When do we leave for the campout?" "Soon," his dad would say. But to Seth, it seemed like soon would never come. At last, the day finally arrived. Seth and Aiden had a hard time deciding which part of the church campout they liked best: camping out in their tent, the yummy food, or the daily afternoon hiking adventures. On Thanksgiving morning, Seth and Aiden joined the others for worship. They especially loved singing songs about Jesus. Then came the most delicious Thanksgiving dinner. Seth had never seen so much food in his whole life. People came from all over the Hawaiian island of Kauai, bringing stir-fry, ginger and sesame seasoned noodles, sticky rice, purple sweet potatoes cooked in coconut milk, papaya, breadfruit, taro, and so many yummy desserts. After lunch, Seth's friend Malachi suggested, "Let's go hiking on the Anini Beach Trail." Everyone thought that was a great idea, so Seth, Aiden, and their dad joined the group of hikers as they took off on the rocky trail that skirted the ocean front. Seth was having the time of his life. He was jumping from one lava rock to another and then racing over the sand stretches to the next rock outcropping. "Wow," Dad commented to his friend who was hiking with him. "I can't believe the ocean is so calm back at Anini Beach, and here it looks like a raging sea." Just then, Seth ran past his dad and jumped down to the sand. "Seth, slow down. You've got to be careful on these rocks. They could be slippery. You could trip, and I could never rescue you if you fell into the ocean here." Seth paid no attention. In fact, he acted as if he hadn't heard a word his dad had said. A little farther up the trail, they met a couple of hikers who were camping on the beach not far away. They mentioned that the waves in this area could be treacherous. "We had to move our camp farther away from the ocean the other night because the waves were so high." Then, pointing to Seth, they added, "And watch that, kid, especially in the sandy places between the rocks. The tide's coming in, and if he doesn't stay on the trail through the bushes, he could get washed into the ocean."